At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software, and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. First of all, we have a sound bath coming up on September 28th with Ruby Hernandez and myself, The Sound of Love. And that's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, September 28th. Lay down and bliss out with love, 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 love. We also have open house coming up on Sunday, October 26th from 1 to 5. We go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then also, we've got our semester at the Institute that just started. So you can still jump in, or you can do the whole program online. And that next start time is September 23rd. We also have our recording program starting the same day, September 23rd, all about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we have our software, voice analysis software training, which is coming up on October 5th. And so you can purchase that and join, or just get a treatment to check it out. And you can also get a brainwave assessment as well. So today's show is kind of off the deep end, kind of blowing my credibility here, because we're going into higher beings and how to channel them and how to work with them. This is really important because when you do a sound bath or a concert, Sometimes the sound bath is cool, sometimes annoying. Sometimes there's little fairies flying around everywhere in the sound bath. And there are massive healings. People have diseases that go away, and people get blissed out, and the room turns into white light. And it's often because we're working with higher beings. So it's really also, there's a lot of creative ideas that we get that just pop in our head. Well, where do those come from? It's like if you go to just the right frequency of theta of you, we often get downloads when we're doing creative work. And I believe, I wouldn't doubt, who knows anything for sure around here, but I wouldn't doubt that those higher beings are just giving you the downloads. Also, when you're trying to figure something out and you get a download with the answer that's way more detailed than if you could have figured it out, that seems like a whole nother set of higher beings at work when you're in the state of alpha, which is a more alert state. So there's different higher beings that you can play with. Now, there's the ultimate is source. I mean, when you go to your higher self is connected to source where all is known, where the shaman can hear the sound of the plant and sing its song, and you get its medicine from the song. It's where there's no more classes needed anymore. That's your higher self. But there's also your soul, which they say contains all the information from all past lives, including your whole purpose here on the planet. And that's a frequency, and we talk about finding your soul frequency. But there's a whole range of intermediary beings that are also working. There's archangels, ascended masters. And if you look on the internet for lists of archangels and ascended masters, you'll find descriptions of tons of them. And it's really, really interesting because technically these are frequencies. There's also our ancestors. There's also the devas of nature, which include earth, air, fire, and water. And a lot of spiritual beings say those are actually live beings that are actually manifesting those energies. And then there's also the positive aliens. And we'll talk about more about those in a bit. So each one of these beings is a frequency being. And so they carry a certain frequency that they can use to work on you. We'll talk more about that. You know, I actually saw a show on Gaia where they were saying that every one of your personality traits is actually a higher being or a type of entity. So if you're like an incredible piano player, that's actually a being that is controlling and running that part of your system. And they said you can actually get rid of different personality traits, these beings, and call in other ones. So if you want to be a professional guitar player or piano player, just call in that being to help you do it. And that's really interesting when you think of it as that way. You can also think of entities. I mean, there's the darkies. We're not even going to get into those. But, you know, it's like you can think of anger as an entity. I know I rarely get angry except when people are angry at me. And then it just gets passed on. I mean, often people get angry at somebody, that person gets angry back, and then that they get angry at someone else, and then it's like this little anger being passed from person to person, right? Oh my God, it's a mess out there. But then there's all the higher beings. Now, to be able to access these higher beings of light. We're talking only the ones of light because you got to protect yourself. It's often good to say only for our highest good when you're calling in any of these beings. And you can just ask. Doreen Virtue in her book on angels says the archangels are just up there bored to death and they can't do anything until you ask. So you have to ask, and they're like, come on, come on, say, ask, ask, ask. And then when you say, can you help? They're like, Dee-droom. So you just have to ask. Now, it was interesting. I had an interesting experience. I used to just call in archangels and ascended masters and positive aliens and ancestors just for fun, and all of my guides, right? And I didn't even know if it worked or not. And then I was in the hospital about 10 years ago for appendicitis. And I had this woman over the phone do a treatment on me. And she called in all these higher beings, the whole Elohim. And she said, Babaji was holding my feet. Christ was over my incision. And Gabriel was holding open my third eye and crown. And I went into, in the hospital room, I went into white light. The whole room turned into white light for about 3 hours. And the doctor came in and said, what's going on with you? You look great. You need to go home. And so I went home and I thought, while I was recovering, I wonder if I could do this. And I went, Babaji, Christ. And when I said Gabriel, I went into a cocoon of white light. It's like, holy crap, right? Holy crap. If I said that, but it was like amazing. So I started playing with these different beings, calling them in. And then I was talking to a psychic years ago, and she said, Dave, the Hathors are here. And then they came in and they said they wanted to build a super highway between my pituitary and pineal gland so I could be more in touch with higher beings. And I'm like, okay, go for it. And now my intuition has gone off the deep end. And I've been getting tons of downloads on how to heal all disease and all mental emotional issues. It's really been kind of wild. And then I sometimes get downloads as they're really interesting, re just really applicable. Actually, it's funny. I was talking to this one psychic, and she said, I said, my kitty doesn't like the salmon I'm giving her. And she said, she doesn't like what's on it. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm cooking it in coconut oil. And she says, yeah, she doesn't like the coconut oil. So I stopped cooking it in coconut oil and gave it to her just straight. And she loved the salmon. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. So there's also, we'll come back to the Hathors. To also to access these higher beings, you can ask, but you can also simply go to a place of peace more and more and more. Generally, if you're bouncing off the walls, even a little bit, the higher beings aren't going to be able to contact you. You need to be at peace for them to come in normally. And the more you can access peace, the better, and where that becomes the norm. Of course, sound is the best because not only is it really good at getting you to a place of peace, but it's fun and you get blissed out. Just even any drone, which is a crystal bowl, Tibetan bowl, tuning forks, didgeridoo, anything that creates a gong, stable, consistent vibration, or even a stable, consistent drum. But especially as we've talked about and we'll do today, is a slow fade where it leaves you in a place of complete stillness. Now, there's many other ways you can get to peace. I mean, go on a hike in nature. You can take a bath, get a massage. You can listen to the music you love that's peaceful. I mean, there's so many different ways we do it. Whatever you do, the main thing is to do it throughout the day, like a dozen times. And we're talking as simple as toning any vowel. And you don't have to do it out loud like this. So even if you're at work, 15 seconds will transform your vibration dramatically. It's amazing. It's really shocking, actually, how effective it is. Or just listening to it. But and it's free. That's the coolest thing. So going to a place of peace over and over, so that becomes your whole physical, emotional, mental body, and spiritual body, where you're at peace. Then the beings have much more of a chance to connect with you and pop in. Sometimes they show up in an accident. Course, sometimes they show up when people are on drugs. I mean, a lot of people get different beings coming in on ayahuasca, they say. So, again, you can also ask. Now, there's a thing that I do that's really interesting. It's a little out there. Oh, by the way, if all of this is too much, it's too weird, don't tell anybody. Just don't tell anybody. If it's interesting, let's continue. There's a book called MAP, MAP. It's Medically Assisted Program, and it's about calling in different higher beings to work on you. And it's really interesting. They start with PAN, which is really like the grounding in your body. So every morning I'll call in PAN, and then you call in the head of the Divas of Healing, which are really cool because every cell, every atom has a diva of healing. It's like through the whole body. So you just talk to the head of them and get them to work on you. But then you create your little group, and it could be like 5 to 10 different beings, and you say, okay, I need a certain group to do healing on me, only for your highest good. And then you set up a little password. My password is golden light. And when I say, okay, I call in the PAN, the Divas of Healing, head of the Divas of Healing, and golden light. It's interesting. Everything kind of shifts. I kind of go into a different dimension whenever I say that. And then what you do is you direct them as to what to work on. You say, oh, well, I've got a pain in my neck. Can you work on that? Or just direct them to it. You don't even have to ask them. Just say that, go for that pain in my neck. Or I've got some upset. I'm angry over what this person did, right? Or whether they're doing it to me or others, right? And can you clear that emotional stuff? And then you just lay there and let them work on it. And it's interesting because I have this psychic friend who said, Dave, you want to know who those beings are? And she actually went through each one of them and described them and said their name and everything, the ones that I had called in. It's like, oh my God, oh my God, it's a wild world out there. So there's the book. If you go on the internet, you can find their website and they have the instructions, but you can also buy the book for like $15 and set up your own little higher being group to do healing on you. It's really been helpful, especially if I can't sleep in the middle of the night. I'll call them in, and it's actually quite effective. Right. Now, so these are the different ways that you can actually access the beings. Another way, though, is to simply sit with people that are accessing higher energies, especially source or universal love. It's satsang, right? We go sit with these gurus or people that are in a high state of consciousness, and we absorb it from them, and often we get help there. Now, there's other beings that are your direct guides. I know I've got a one that's androgynous, which is my main guide, and then a second one also that's a female, actually. And I've been told that one's kind of about tough love. She's doesn't fool around, right? And then I've got this other being that came in years ago when I was in Yosemite, called, I call him Eagle Heart. He's a Native American energy, and sometimes it comes through my chants as well. And he's really powerful and really heart open and just amazing. And one day I said to him, "How did you get so peaceful and grounded and heart open and powerful at the same time?" And he goes, "My connection to nature. I'm always 100% connected to nature." That was really cool. Really cool. But then there's the Hathors. Okay. Now, the Hathors have been around for a long time, but it was years ago that Tom Kenyon, the most powerful and famous sound healer on the planet, he's got the whole movie about him, which is the. What's the name of it? It's the Song of the New Earth. And so anyway, he was actually a psychotherapist years ago, and these aliens came in during his meditation and said they wanted to write a book through him. And he goes, "Well, where are you from?" And they said, "Venus." And he says, "I'm not going to write a frickin' book with weirdos from Venus. Leave me alone. I've got a PhD here. You'll blow my credibility." And so they kept bugging him over a year. And finally, this publisher came to him and said, "You won't believe this, but these aliens came to us and said that we're supposed to publish your book and with these aliens. And that you can just channel them and we'll help you write the book, so you don't have to hardly do anything." And finally, he gives in and says, "Fine." And now he's got the book, the Hathor material. Let me show you the Hathors here. Okay, here's an image of someone drew of the Hathors. Their images are carved in the temples all throughout Egypt. They were in ancient Egypt big time, out in society, right? And they're all about love and light. Tom Kenyon does a channeling every couple of months, and they have really cool, sometimes very humorous messages, but on how to deal with all the craziness that's going on our planet right now. And they're all about love and light. And he actually channels them through his voice and also brings them in for his workshops. The first workshop he did at my conference in 2007, oh my God, I felt like I was surrounded by love while he was actually doing the sound. It was quite palpable. It was incredible. And so again, the psychic years ago said, "Dave, they want to create a super highway between your pituitary and pineal." So they've been working, and now I've got a lower octave of my voice. Oh, I couldn't do that before. And I'm getting many more downloads. So those are some beings that we work with as well, and often I'll call them in at the workshop, and they often do healings on people during the whole workshop, and they often sometimes come through my voice. There's also a full range of other archangels and ascended mass. Oh, I'm sorry, and positive aliens. Let me show you some interesting artwork from them. First of all, there's the Arcturians. Let's see here. So this is a crop circle drawing. They say the Arcturians are the ones that create the crop circles. And this is actually a drawing of a crop circle. I forget the guy's name that did this. Oh, let's see. Let me find his name. Let's see. Because I should really let you know, give him credit here. Okay. His name is Janosch. Janosch. That's his name. Okay. So Janosch. And if you go on his site, you'll find tons of drawings of crop circles. They're so cool. All right, so these are Arcturian image crop circles that were created by Arcturians, which are really cool alien, positive aliens. Right. Then there's the Andromedans. So this is a drawing that the guy said he was channeling the Andromedans when he did this, and this is like an angel, right, with all the different chakras, and you know they're just beautiful, just really beautiful drawings. So that's from the Andromedans, and then there's the actual images that I have on my ceiling and all of my different healing rooms that Shona did. So she channeled these images. They're all hand drawn. It's not even done on the computer, from different beings, from different galaxies and star systems. And this one's called Compassion. And I've got them above the sound table, so when you're laying on the sound table, you're looking at this, and they transform and turn into 3D images. And one person said that beams of light came out of this image and did a sacred geometry dance in the room and went into their body and did a healing. Oh my God. So it's really interesting when you work with these positive aliens from different dimensions. Again, only for your highest good. No boogers coming in. I don't think I've ever had any dark ones come in, but some people at first can have problems, so you really just have to say no. You can sense when it's not in alignment and there's like this little weird energy around it. So, yeah. Okay. So, especially if they start telling you you're not good enough. That's a good sign right there. Okay. Now, let me tell you about the core thing I wanted to share here. So, when I do a chakra treatment, let me go back to this image because it's got chakras. What I do is I call in different beings for each chakra. I've got beings I've assigned to each chakra. Let me show you the list here. Okay. So for the root chakra, actually, I use Babaji and Raphael. Babaji is, again, that being that the woman called in when I was in the hospital. Let me show you an image of Babaji. I just love this drawing. It is really the most incredible drawing. Like, what a visual, huh? It's like the perfect balance of male and female. Perfectly still, perfectly at peace. I could just look at this image all day long. The energy of Babaji. So, Babaji, they say, actually likes to come in when you say something sacred like Om Mani Padme Hum or Om Namah Shivaya, right? And then Babaji comes in and holds my feet. So let's do it. Let's do it as we go. So we call in Babaji, Om Namah Shivaya, and holding my feet. See if you feel it too. We'll see if this works for you. Okay. Holding your feet and grounding into the earth. And if I were to make a sound of that, it would be like, oh. Okay. For the root chakra, I use Raphael. I couldn't find a really good image of Raphael, so I just used this one. Often the images kind of throw you off. But Raphael, I just like the word Raphael. It sounds grounding. I like saying it. Raphael, Raphael. So I bring the Raphael into my root chakra, and that's also very grounding. Raphael is the healer archangel. So if you need any healing, he actually can go through the whole body. Actually, while we're here, Tom Kenyon channels all these different archangels through his voice, and he's got a really cool channeling of Raphael. Let me actually play this for you. I'll just play a few minutes of it. It's total trip, total trip. This is Raphael coming through Tom Kenyon's voice. Okay, check this out. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I can't hear it. So let me stop sharing and share again. Go. Good. Okay. Still can't hear it. Let me hear this. Oh, I'm gonna shift this. Preferences, sound.
Yum,
grounding, huh? Oh boy, cool, huh? Okay, so that's the root chakra that I use. Again, this is just my system. You could use any archangels or ascended masters or higher beings for anything and set up your own system, but just gives you an idea. Then for the second chakra, I use Saint Germain. Saint Germain comes with the purple flame. Let me show you Saint Germain here. Let's see if we got a good image for him. Saint Germain, there we go. Okay, I like this one. Okay. So, I've seen purple basically all my life. I often see it when I'm recording, when the mix is perfect, the room turns purple. I see it in nature. Sometimes when I'm in love or running love, purple comes into the room. So I assume that's the purple flame of Saint Germain. So I call in that for the second chakra to really calm down all the emotions and even the sensual aspects, especially good for women. And then also to be able to actually, I should say that, let me qualify that. That's based if you've got any issues around sensuality and sexuality. Right? So, which is mostly, when I say women, it's mostly because of men that women have these problems, I think. Anyway, so. And often when I call them in, the purple flame goes through my whole body and the whole room. So if I were to think of or come up with a frequency for the second chakra, it would be like, ooh. But again, these beings have their own frequency, so I don't even need to come up with a frequency. I let them do the frequency work themselves. Okay, so that's the second chakra, and I pull in Kuan Yin for any times that I'm overly emotional or not emotional enough. Okay. Then there's Michael for the actual third chakra. Let me find an image of Michael here. Main thing is he's got that sword, and that sword of love is really good for cutting you back down to size if you're too cocky in your emotions, which is the third chakra, or also if you're not feeling good enough, he's got a sword of love that will help build you up. So that can be really effective, especially if you're upset with somebody. Then it can really just bring that love back in. So I really like using Archangel Michael. And again, I've got Kuan Yin that I use in case I've got, too much. I'm upset or frustrated with something, or especially if I'm not feeling good enough, because Kuan Yin's got the pet compassion. That's why I use Kuan Yin, because for that compassion for myself. Okay. Then there's the heart energy, which is, first of all, I bring in the Christ energy. Let me show you the Christ energy. So, bring in the Christ energy. I like to think of it as the Christ energy as opposed to Jesus, but whatever you want to do. When that comes in full on, oh my God, it's like massive love. Massive love when I really tap into it. It's like so much I can hardly handle it. I actually had a woman say she actually fell over when they blasted her with the full on universal love of Christ energy. It's so powerful. But what I do a lot is the actual energy of the Virgin Mary, Mother Mary. I like this image. Okay, there's a very beautiful statue at the Peace Gardens in Mount Shasta, and this is it. It's actually, we've got a lot of different flowers and crystals and stuff. And I just love this statue every time I see it, and that's Mount Shasta right in the back. So this one's really, really sweet. Yeah, the energy of Mother Mary. I was actually in Mount Shasta once, not on drugs, and Mother Mary came walking up and turned around and sat in my heart. Oh my God, I was just blown It was just blown open with love. So I like to use Mother Mary for the heart and Christ energy, but also Kuan Yin, because Kuan Yin's really that deep compassion of love. So that's the heart chakra. And then for the throat chakra, I really like Saint Francis, Mary Magdalene, and the Hathors. So let me show you Saint Francis of Assisi. There's a really great movie about Saint Francis's life. It's called Brother Sun, Sister Moon, and it's just precious. It's pretty old. It's not a great movie, but it's really, really worth watching. So, Brother Sun, Sister Moon. So here's Saint Francis. I don't really often see too many good images of Saint Francis, and it's all about connection to nature and just pure love and helping the poor and helping people, if anybody's suffering, helping them. It's really beautiful energy. So, and he's really about communicating. He actually, after he got approved by the Pope, he actually went to many countries and actually did some really good work with communication and actually even resolving some conflicts as well. Then there's Mary Magdalene. Couldn't find a good image of Mary Magdalene, but I like this one. It's like this. Mary Magdalene's very powerful energy. It's really nice. I like to bring that into the throat chakra. But again, one of my favorites for the throat chakra is the Hathors. They often are just the best. So opening the throat, not being afraid to speak your truth. Right, Panda? Right. Yeah. My sound kitty back here. My kitty has more sounds than any kitty I've ever heard. She's got like 100 different sounds she makes. Okay. So then we're back to the third eye. Here we have Metatron, Gabriel, and Dijual Kul. Dijual Kul is the ascended master that Alice Bailey channels. Let me show you an image of Dijual Kul. The books by Alice Bailey, oh my God, I highly recommend them. There's about 15 books written back in the 20s and 30s, but they're so profound on the structure of the universe and how to access the soul and how to access higher consciousness through different initiations that we're all going through. Okay. So here is Dijual Kul. I call him DJ Kul. Right? This is the ascended master that Alice Bailey channels in her books. And I've got a really good connection because I've been reading Alice Bailey every night for the last 15 years, just about. Right? I highly recommend it. They're a little dense, but once you get into it, they totally carry a frequency. And then there's also Metatron, which there was a guy that channeled Metatron for a while and passed away a few years ago. And I really liked his downloads. Very detailed and very, very organized. And sound like the Metatron energy. But then there's Gabriel. I couldn't find a good image of Gabriel, but I like this one. This is what I see because I just see light. White light. Again, whenever I tune into Gabriel, I just see white light around my whole body and around the whole room. So I like this image of Gabriel, just light. And somebody once said they saw him and he had massive wings. So I like this image with the huge wings for Gabriel. So let's pull in, oh, let's go back to the heart and bring in Mother Mary. Oh, Panda started purring on that one. And then Gabriel. And we'll get the white light. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Then for the crown, we've got Thoth, Let me show you Toth. Toth is from ancient Egypt with the beak. Toth invented language, you know. And so let's see, here's Toth. It's a carving on one of the temples in Egypt, actually. It's got a little scepter frequency device. Right. So Toth just connects me straight to source when I call him in. I also have this entity called Aragon. I just say Aragon and my crown opens. And then also I use my Native American Eagle Heart to help connect to source and through the whole body as well. Okay, so let's pull in the Toth energy. Oh yeah, an Aragon. Okay, cool. So what I do, again, if this is too out there, just don't tell anybody, is I call in each one of these one by one for each of the chakras, and then I let them do the work. Because again, everyone is a frequency being, so they're harmonizing each of the chakras. And it's really quite amazing because I'll lay there for a half hour and let them work on each chakra. And when I'm done, I'm like lit up like a Christmas tree. The other thing that's really cool about this is tuning in to seven chakras simultaneously takes you out of your worry body, which is the prefrontal cortex. And now the whole brain starts working. And if I can't sleep in the middle of the night, I go right back to sleep. And if I've got any problem in any chakra that's overactivated or stagnant, it's totally taken care of. If I got a big problem, like I'm like really upset about something and the third chakra is really buzzing in the solar plexus, then I'll say, okay, everybody gang up at once on this one chakra. And that can be really effective until I get that one chakra humming. So then you tune into all chakras simultaneously and you can actually feel the Kundalini energy or run the Kundalini energy between all of the chakras. So you feel it moving up and down the chakras, right? So it goes all the way up to the crown and up to source, all the way down to the earth. And that's really cool, is when you really get that flow of energy flowing through the chakras. And it won't flow if they're not humming. So we get the ascended masters, all these archangels, to actually get them humming so they'll receive and transmit the flow of Kundalini energy from source all the way to the ground and back up to source and so forth. Right. So that's really cool. Again, this is just my list. You know, come up with your own list. Look up a list of archangels and ascended masters and see what resonates with you and play with it because it's really powerful. Now, I often call in these different beings when I'm doing a sound bath. And that way, when I'm doing the sound bath, I can get really high, right? I mean, really high. So that's really cool to be able to call in these higher beings. Again, you got to ask, you got to be still, and you just start getting to know them too, right? And see what resonates with you. Because you may have a whole different group of beings that you want to work with besides me. And then you can do the sounds of them as well. And that's really cool. So let their sound come through your voice. Just play with it, you know, get weird, right? And let them come through your voice. Like Tom Kenyon. Again, I highly recommend the movie Song of the New Earth because he channels all different types of beings in that movie, and it's just a whole experience. And then he's got tons of free downloads on his site where he's channeling different beings as well. Okay, so now what I want to do is I've got my Saint Germain bowl. Oh my God, what a bowl! It's so beautiful. And I'm going to play this and I'm going to channel some different beings for you. Okay. Let's start with Saint Germain. Mm-hmm.
purple. May you get some helpers whenever it's appropriate. And they're all just intermediaries to Source, the big kahuna, where all is known and there's indescribable universal love. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening.